There were two strikes which happened late on Friday, and we believe that 22 were killed in these two attacks, both in Waziristan, one in South Waziristan, one in North Waziristan. And the significance really is that these were the first strikes under President Obama, showing that he's planning to continue the same policy of these missile strikes on these unmanned U.S. aircraft.
Pakistan has reacted in the past to these sorts of incursions because, as you say, it's a continuation of President Bush's policy. What's been the response to these latest attacks?
Well, it's been a fairly furious response, you know, both from the government and, you know, from society more widely. I mean, the government has condemned them and has publicly stated what they say is that we had a sincere hope that the United States will review its policy about these drone attacks. The U.S. ambassador was called in to see the Pakistani president partly over these latest drone strikes. And, you know, the public at large is one of the few issues that can get people out on the streets in Pakistan and gets people very mad. This idea that Pakistan's sovereignty can be breached at will by the Americans in the tribal areas. And the thing that really gets people het up is this issue of collateral damage. You know, women and children, non-militants who happen to be close by any of these strikes, and they often get killed. It does place the government, and it's a very fragile civilian government, in a very awkward position, because on one hand it is dependent really on American support, and with American support comes an expectation from the Americans that they'll tolerate these strikes. But their credibility with the public is already very low, and a lot of people don't actually believe these protests by the Pakistani government. They think behind the scenes that the government has done a secret deal with America, both the previous regime of Musharraf and the current one, to allow these strikes to go ahead. So it does undermine the government a lot. I mean, the current government is not going to abandon the U.S. alliance, but if this government were toppled, there are many shades of other governments which could come, much less liberal governments that could come to power in Pakistan, who would question the whole basis of the alliance with America. Strictly speaking, you know, they are illegal incursions into Pakistan. These are on Pakistani territories by unmanned aircraft, which are basically controlled by the CIA. They kill people inside Pakistan. So the legal basis of it all is rather murky, and there have been stepped up in frequency over the last few months. And a lot of people think that if Obama is going to concentrate so much on Afghanistan, and he's talked a lot about Pakistan and getting Al-Qaeda, in fact, the frequency of these attacks will only increase under an Obama administration. And that will really test the alliance between Pakistan and Washington.